Archers for the week 13th to 18th July 2003.
Linda is doing her rounds.
That's dreadful for you.
You're not kidding, Linda.
I feel terrible interrupting like that when it was so important for you all. What must David think of me?
Well, you weren't to know.
And what about your lovely Herefords? Are they affecting?
No, the two reactors were from the dairy herd, thank goodness. But it's not going to do much for the sales of the Herefords, is it? Having TB on the farm?
I suppose not, no.
And the calves, that's the biggest headache. We can't move any of them on.
They'll have to stay on the farm, I see.
We can only sell for slaughter, so all of the calves born this coming autumn...
But won't the problem be over by then?
We won't know for certain until November. We'll have to have two clear tests done before we're back to normal.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm very sorry to hear
it. That's as long as they don't find any more reactors.
Don't worry for you.
I'm trying to take the ostrich approach at the moment.
Ostrich?
Put my head in the sand and pretend it's not happening.
I suppose it's just one of those problems you farmers have to contend with. Just bad luck, really.
Don't let David hear you say that.
Oh?
He's convinced it... Anyway, what can I do for you, Linda? You're out bright and early.
Oh, well, between the message board and work and so many other commitments, there are very few windows of opportunity.
Now, how do you mean?
To catch people for my petition.
What petition?
Against the Grundy's pole barn.
In the field? But... That's well away from Ambridge Hall.
Oh, good heavens, Ruth. I am not amassing signatures for my own benefit. My purpose is wholly altruistic. That barn is an eyesore, blot on the landscape.
Is it?
Yes, it is. And that isn't just my opinion.
Isn't it?
No. Quite a few people have signed already.
Can I see?
You are?
It's just a couple of Glebans residents.
Oh, but this is only the beginning.
Well, I'm sorry, Linda, but I won't be signing.
But Ruth...
And I think you'll find most farmers will say the same as me.
Mum! Mum!
What's the matter, Pip?
Look, the fox!
Where?
Over there, by the hedge.
There he goes, cheeky beggar. In broad daylight.
Hello, Pip. I must say, the hens don't seem at all perturbed.
They don't think he's dangerous.
But you should see them if a plane or a helicopter flies over.
They think it's a giant bird coming to get them.
He hasn't done any harm, then?
Not this time.
He had a couple of them a few weeks ago. Jill put up some electric fencing round part of the orchard. But it's not really enough.
Oh, dear.
Grandad said the only thing to do was to shoot it.
Well, he can't do that.
Well, if it...
Oh, what a pity.
Sorry?
I might have had the perfect solution. Constanza.
The llama.
You're not serious.
She could scare off any fox.
Oh, brilliant. Can we bring her over, Mum?
A llama?
Please.
Oh, I'm so sorry to dash your hopes, Pip, but with TB on the farm, llamas are susceptible, you see. Sorry, Ruth.
Oh, no problem, Linda. Best to keep them well away.
Oh, that's a shame.
But I'm taking them for a walk later, Pip. Why don't you come along too?
Gosh, where's Alice off to in such a hurry?
She's just keen. She said she'd help with mucking out this week if I'd give her a bit of extra coaching. Come for a stroll over to the paddock?
Yeah, okay.
I've got to bring Amma back in.
How do you think Alice will do in Worcester next Saturday?
Oh, she should do very well. She's improving all the time. Oh, joy to coach. Soaks up every word.
So, you're going to be busy in the evenings this week?
Well, not necessarily. Alice's school broke up last week, so I can give her a couple of hours during the day. What did you fix up for Daniel? Is someone dropping him off?
No, he's staying for lunch. He's going to watch the cricket with Jamie and Kenton.
Kathy's Sunday lunch.
Mm. I saw Joe when I took him over there, harnessing Bart up.
A very proud man, no doubt.
The victor.
I know.
He's checked the message board again. Still no sign of Foursquare, he said.
Well, his opinions won't be missed.
I had one or two good ideas for the wife-carrying contest.
Oh, really?
Hmm. You know, some more obstacles.
Such as?
Well, we've already got the tractor tyres for them to step in and out of.
Now, that's bad enough.
So I thought maybe a cone slalom. What do you think? Shula?
Is something the matter with Bobby?
What?
Bobby, look, he's usually so sociable.
He does look lethargic.
Oh, no, he's limping.
Oh dear, that doesn't look good.
Oh no. Oh no, Alistair.
Oh Lord.
Look at that gash. Oh, Bobby, no, it's okay, boy. It's okay.
Give me that head collar.
I'll do it. It's okay, boy.
Okay, Bobby.
Oh, Alistair, it looks dreadful. Good boy.
Have you got him?
Yes, yes, he's calm.
Oh, let me see. It's not too deep. With all the dried blood, it looks worse than it is.
Oh, it's bad enough. He's been attacked, hasn't he?
Yeah, I'm afraid it looks as if he might have been.
It's such a clean cut.
It's going to need quite a few stitches. I'll knit back and get my things.
How could anyone do such a thing?
God only knows.
It's vile. It's sick.
Thank goodness Daniel's with Kenton.
Yes.
Will you be okay, darling?
Yes, yes, of course.
I won't be long. Here's my mobile.
Thanks.
You better ring the police.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I hope not, Phoebe.
You brought your fishing net, eh?
I don't think the ford's deep enough for tiddlers.
Oh, never mind, it's still fun.
Yeah, I thought I'd get Phoebe out from under Mum's feet while she cooks Sunday lunch.
Oh, I'm often at a bit of a loose end on some days. Greg works the clock round at this time of year.
Oh. Don't splash too much, Phoebe. You'll get your clothes all wet.
So, come on then, Brenda. What's this brilliant news you're bursting to tell me?
Guess where I'm going on Thursday night.
Thursday, the bull upstairs?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely what's kept me awake all night.
Well, pass then. Oh, unless it's the OAP's beetle drive at the village hall.
All the girls are going to be so jealous. I'm only going out with the most gorgeous bloke in Ambridge.
Oh, and he told me he'd be running pheasants back into release pens.
I'm being serious, Helen.
Go on then. Who is this babe magnet?
Your cousin Adam.
You're going on a date with Adam? Wow.
Well, not a date exactly. We're going to this pub in Birmingham where they have live bands.
Well, just the two of you?
Roy and Haley are coming too, but...
You have a coming plan.
I'm working on it.
So what are you going to wear?
Well, that's what I've been thinking about. Something very sexy. Oh, Phoebs, don't run off too far.
There's a plan I'm working on too.
Oh, is this about what happened between you and Greg last week? Oh, Kirsty said you'd stayed over with her.
What did she say?
And don't worry, she didn't say much. Just that you and Greg had had a bit of a row about his kids and you wanted to make a point.
It's not as simple as that.
It never is.
He's just so stubborn. I know he really wants to get on better with the girls, especially Sonia. And...
Is that why he's always having to go over to France?
Yeah. But I've learned that if you back Greg into a corner, he'll just come out fighting. Michelle's got to stop attacking him. She just winds him up.
Why? What she said?
She thinks he should see the girls over the summer.
And?
Well, she does it so badly. Either screaming at him or playing the guilt card. So it seems to me.
It must be hard for her. Is she on her own?
Well, that's just it. It'd be great all round for the girls to come to us.
But wouldn't they get bored in a little place like this?
Well, they could come for a couple of weeks at least. It'd be good for everyone. Greg gets to know them better, the girls spend time with their dad. I make friends with them. And mean Michelle gets a break. Perfect.
Will it happen?
I don't know. Greg can't see anything but the problems.
Mm. Oh dear.
But I can be just as stubborn as him. Carry on working on him.
The water torture method, eh? Phoebe's very good at that when she wants something.
Well, at least he said he might think about it.
And that's a step forward, is it?
Oh, yes, Brenda, with Greg. That's real progress.
Come along now, Stanza.
What on earth?
What?
Pinter and the Llama. That's Pipwood, then.
Oh, yeah.
She is forever showing those llamas off around the village.
Hello, girls.
Hello, Linda.
Hi.
They make a great feature. I'll talk to Wayne.
Hi. We've got a local radio for local eccentric spot.
Hi.
Hi, Pip. Where are you three off to?
We're taking her for a walk.
Phoebe, come and see the llama.
Hello, girl.
She won't bite, will she?
Oh, good heavens, no. She's very good-tempered.
If we hadn't had TB at Brookfield, she could have guarded the hens from the fox.
Oh, she'd have to be quite fierce to do that.
Well, those are very different circumstances. Otherwise, she's very well-behaved.
Quite sedate, in fact.
Yep, that's what all pet owners say.
Careful.
Oh,
you don't let go of her then.
Well, that's just because she wants to drink. In fact, I can let her off her lead completely while she drinks and she... Stanza! Come, Stanza! Oh, my God, it's great, all of you! Come on, quickly before she runs away!
Ambridge, boring. What do you think Greg's kids would make of this?
was awful.
You sit there. I'll make you a cup of tea.
No, I'd better just go out and check on Bobby.
Bobby's fine. It's you I'm worried about.
Did any of the girls ask what you were doing?
I was a bit economical with the truth, I'm afraid. I told them that Bobby must have rolled over on something sharp in the field during the night.
Is that wise?
The last thing we want is for them all to panic. Attacks like this are very rare, after all.
I do remember hearing of one a couple of months ago over Penyhatchet way. I told the policewoman and she said they knew about it.
Yeah. She asked me if I'd been called out to attend. They're going to compare the two attacks. Could be they were carried out by the same person.
She asked me if I could think of anyone who had a grudge against me.
Did she?
Can you imagine someone doing something like this to get at me?
She was just doing her job.
Oh, no.
Whoops. Oh, dear. You okay?
Yes, of course I am.
Darling, I'm sure that's all it is. If it is the same person as the one who attacked the pony in Penyhatchet, then it can't be personal, can it?
Where's the dustpan?
Sit down. I'll take care of that. There's nothing you or I could have done to prevent it. Now, come on, love.
I'm going to have to start bringing all the horses back to the yard at night.
We'll see. Oh, what do you want me to do about the roast?
Oh, I'll get it out of the oven, but I don't want any. I couldn't eat a thing.
Stay there. Let me do it.
I don't know whether to ring Mum and Dad and let them know what's happened. I don't really want to. They've got enough on their minds with the TB at Brookfield.
Oh, they'd want to know.
Yes, I know.
But perhaps we should keep it just to the family.
Yeah, that's what the police said. I didn't see why, really.
Oh, probably concerned about the possibility of further attacks.
What, you mean by giving them some sort of notoriety?
That or copycat cases.
Oh, no. No, surely not. That couldn't happen, could it?
Well, like I said, they have to try and think of everything.
Oh, Alistair, I can't bear it.
Oh, come on, love. Let's just hope they catch whoever did it soon, eh?
Stop!
Whoa! Stop!
What's the problem?
Well, you've got a puncture. Didn't you notice?
Oh, no.
Oh, how long have you driven it like that?
No idea. I'm sure it was okay in the field.
Oh, well, it's easy to miss on a trailer tire.
I should have noticed. Oh, that plonker.
Doesn't look in a very good state, I'm afraid.
No, looks like it's had it. Honestly, what an idiot.
Oh, well, can't be helped.
Just when we were getting on so well, David seems really pleased.
Well, come on, let's get the load off, shall we? See if we can get a new tyre on there.
Might be easier said than done. Look at the rust on those wheel nuts.
Whoa there, Bart. Morning, young shooter.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Deb. Yeah, you got the farrier here, have you?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, got a few to do, has he?
One or two, yes.
Cheaper, is it?
Cheaper.
If he does a job lot. You all right? Well, he looks a bit off colour to me.
Oh, no, I'm fine. I didn't sleep very well last night, that's all.
Well, I have trouble sleeping. I usually catches up with a nap in my lean-to.
Oh, if only I had time, Joe.
You're right. I checked the message board again this morning.
Oh?
Yeah, like a peep out of that four square. I got him good in beat.
Yes, he meant more than his match in you, Joe.
Yeah, he did.
Was it something in particular you wanted, or is this just a social call?
Well, I thought you might have some of that brass polishing stuff going spare.
Don't they stock it at the shop?
Well, they might do, only I thought you might want to donate some, seeing as it's for a good cause.
How's that?
Well, it's for Bart's brasses, so we look his best at the feet.
How does that count as charity?
Well, it'll attract more kiddies, won't it? That means more rides in the trap and more money for the feet.
Oh, you've got it all worked out, haven't you?
Dad! I spotted the trap from the road.
Oh?
All right, Shooter? Nice day for it.
Hello, Eddie.
Yeah, what are you looking for me for?
I got a message for you.
A message?
From Clary.
Eh?
So, let's hope it stays like this for Sunday, eh?
Hope so.
We're looking forward to the wife carrying event.
Good.
Clary and me were wondering, if we'll need anything special for it.
What sort of thing?
Oh, I don't know. Wellingtons, in case there's a bit of wading, for instance.
Oh, I really couldn't say.
We just want to be prepared.
I'm afraid that would be telling, Eddie.
Oh, give us a clue.
If I told you, Eddie, I'd have to kill you.
Oh, it's worth a try.
Well, any road. Talking about this feat, the Bart here could do with shoeing. Any chance of this farrier squeezing him in with your horses?
That should do it.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Good grief. You seen how long it's taken us?
Don't worry, we'll make it up.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose so. The weather seems to be on our side.
We really need to crack on.
Look, let me get Ruth to make you a couple of sandwiches.
What on earth's happening?
Oh, hello, Brian. It's all fixed.
Well, I should think so. How long does it take to mend a punch of MC?
We had to get the trailer unloaded.
And the wheel nuts were rusted on. They took some shifting, I can tell you.
Well, they should have been checked before harvest.
Well, anyway, it's all fine now.
Right, about time.
Look, I'll go and see to those sandwiches, if you'll just excuse me.
Cheers, Phil.
This is ridiculous. We've a combine on downtime because of this puncture. One trailer simply isn't enough.
It couldn't be helped, Brian. The wheel nuts were practically welded on.
Well, that's crass negligence, though, isn't it?
I suppose so.
If those wheels had been properly maintained in the first place, you could have changed the tyre in a jiffy.
Well, Dave and Ruth have pushed for time.
It's as may be. However, what no one seems to understand is that when the combine is idle, we're losing money.
That's true enough. Anyway, the tyres change now.
Well, then I suggest we all stop mucking around and get on with it.
Hi, Dad. Not interrupting, am I?
Hello, love. No, I'm glad to see you. To be honest, this job can get fairly tedious at times.
Looking after the dryer. You've done it for a good few years now.
More than I want to think about. How are you?
I'm okay.
And how's your Bob doing?
Oh, Bobby's on the mend, thanks.
Have you heard from the police?
No. Actually, Dad, do you mind if we don't talk about it?
Oh, of course.
I'm just a bit tired.
Hmm.
Daniel was playing up this morning. He wouldn't get ready for school.
Well, this attack will have upset him too.
No, it isn't that. He was out with Kenton, so we decided not to tell him. I don't know what this silly behaviour's about.
Well, just in a mood, I expect.
Probably. Oh, Bert's been bending my ear.
Bert?
Hmm, in his break. About the wife carrying thing.
Oh, why?
Well, Alistair was trying to persuade him to let everyone run through Woodbine Cottage. You know, in at the front and out at the back. So Bert was asking me to make him see reason.
Yes, I can imagine.
Alistair has had some absurd ideas. He's creating a water challenge by putting a little bridge over a bit of the pond.
Oh, that's nothing. He should get together with Nigel.
Oh?
He's looking into ways of making Lower Loxley self-sufficient.
What, growing their own veg?
Oh, nothing so straightforward. He's thinking more along the lines of water turbines to produce their own electricity.
Are you kidding?
Well, of course, Elizabeth poured cold water on the idea.
As it were.
You know, something's just struck me. Listen.
I can't hear anything.
No, neither can I. What's the problem?
Was something wrong?
Yeah, well, there might be. Just realised I haven't heard the burner cutting in.
You sure, under all that noise?
You forget, I know this dryer like one of the family.
Yeah, that's true. It's been around some time.
Just feel something's not right, that's all.
Oh, dear. So the grain will have been going into the bin too wet.
Oh, it could be.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad. I shouldn't have come over.
Don't be silly. It's not your fault.
Yeah, but if I hadn't distracted you...
Look. Well, excuse me a minute. I'd better just give David a call.
Oh, yeah, yes, you go ahead.
He's not going to be too pleased, I'm afraid.
Flour. Flour. Ah, sugar. That'll do nicely.
Eddie? Oh. Where's everybody? It's nearly tea time.
Clary ain't back yet. Edward's gone out after getting me to sob him another tenner out of this week's wages. Well, really, it's Jazzer who owes him.
Well, you shouldn't do it. He'll never learn the value of money. Yeah, what are you doing? Here, you ain't cooking tea, are you? Because if you are, let mine down the bowl.
Of course I ain't cooking anything. Ta-da!
Yeah? Yeah, them's my long johns.
These are going to be my secret weapon.
How'd you make that out?
If I get Clary to dig out one of her old maternity dresses, she can wear these underneath, and nobody will be any the wiser.
She feeling a chill, is she?
Oh, no, you daft old goat. I'm talking about winning her weight in beer in the wife-carrying contest. This disgusting garment of yourn is going to help me do it.
Okay, keep your fingers crossed. So, what happened exactly?
Well, it took Adam and me almost 2 hours to change that trailer tire.
You're not telling me that you were away from the dryer all that time?
Well, yes, I'm afraid so.
So when did you find out that the burner wasn't kicking in?
Well, I rang you as soon as I realised.
Let me get this straight.
In all probability, none of the grain that's gone through this afternoon has been dried.
Well, it's possible.
Oh, Dad, I really didn't need this.
Yes, I know.
Let's see. 17.5.
Oh, dear.
Oh, right, well, we'd better get Bert in and start shifting the stuff out of there. Shut down the dryer, can you? I'll ring the engineer.
Well, you'd better let Brian know first. You won't be happy.
Yeah, well, that'll make two of us.
Yes, David?
Yeah, Brian, look, I'm afraid the dryer's down. We're going to have to stop combining till it's fixed.
You're joking.
I wish.
Well, how long?
Well, a couple of hours, minimum. Could be more.
That's ridiculous.
Tell me about it.
OK, well, there's no point in the combine standing idle here. I'm afraid I'm going to take it back to home farm, get on with our barley.
Hang on, Brian, you can't do that.
I'm sorry, but time's money with this bit of kit. I can't afford any more downtime, I'm afraid.
Oh, come on.
I mean, I trust you've had that dryer of your service this year.
Well, no, as it happens.
You haven't?
No, it got overlooked, I'm afraid. It's usually Debbie who reminds me.
Debbie?
Yeah, she always arranged to have it done at the same time as yours.
Oh, well, that's Debbie. Very thorough.
Yes, well, I do think that you might have done the same thing.
Now, come on, David. Servicing your grain dryer is your responsibility.
Well, yes,
Debbie
but
Debbie may have seen to it out of the kindness of her heart, but there's nothing in our agreement.
I know that.
It's a fact.
I see. That's your final word, is it? You're not prepared to give us a couple of hours?
Well, Adam and I'll try to be back with a combine later in the week. I'm sorry, David. It's the best I can do.
Well, I think it's a daft idea.
It'll work, though. You'll see.
It'll be obvious, won't it?
Not if Clary wears one of them old maternity frocks of her, like a tent veil.
Do you reckon she's going to wear them old long johns of mine underneath?
Oh, she won't mind. It's all in a good cause.
I swear you get dafter by the day, Eddie Grundy.
Oh, it's perfect. Look, I'll fill them with all the heavy stuff, the bags of flour and that. Nobody sees them under the big dress. Then, when we cross the finish line in pole position, I get a barrel of beer equal to what they think is her weight.
So she'll never do it. Anyhow, what if them flour bags burst? Hey, will you look then, eh?
Well, all right, not flour then. I'll have to think of somewhat else.
You'd be better off bending your mind to combat in this petition that's going round.
Oh, Linda Snell and Derek Fletcher, do me a favour.
Well, Sheila Redden says the Snell woman's been all over. She might have lots of signatures, but no.
Oh, give over. It's a storm in a teacup.
So you ain't going to do nothing, then?
I've got too much work on. I've given another two landscaping quotes this afternoon. That's beside all the car boots and stuff.
Oh, it's starting to worry me.
Nah. It's a farm building for farming purposes. The council ain't got no proper grounds to object.
Well, what is it now?
Hang on a minute. Yep, 16%. OK, Adam, we're through to the dry stuff.
Oh, that's great.
After three trailer loads.
Yeah, well, maybe if you'd spent less time chatting to Shula.
Oh, David.
Anyway, I'd better be off.
Yeah, you get off for some supper.
OK.
And I guess we'll see you later in the week, weather permitting.
I'm afraid you and Brian are going to have to slug it out on that one.
Mm. Well, thanks for your help anyway.
Yeah, no problem. See you.
Yeah, cheers, Adam.
It's not a good idea to fall out with Brian over this.
Dad, he's being totally unreasonable.
Well, Home Farm has given very good service up to now.
Yeah, that was when Debbie was running things. Well, I'm not sure anymore. I'm going to talk it over with Ruth. But maybe it's time for a change.
Look, Helen, there's a few of them.
Oh, yeah.
Right, remember, nice and slow. Otherwise, they'll scatter. It'll take forever to get them back in the pen.
Okay.
Right, now just walk towards them so they're between you and the pop holes. Ready?
Ready.
That's it, you're a natural. Could you fancy a job as a gamekeeper's assistant, do you think?
I could fancy you. Oh, what a lovely evening.
There's quite a bit more ground to cover.
Well, I'm really enjoying myself. I might do this again, you know.
It's going to have some lively company for a change.
You keep us all such a surly bunch, then.
Yeah, pretty much.
Roy Haley and Brenda are all off to a pub in Birmingham on Thursday.
And did you want to go?
No, not bothered. But guess who is going?
Go on.
Adam.
Your cousin, Adam?
Mm. And Brenda's got plans for the evening, which don't include the Tuckers.
Well, he hasn't had a girlfriend since he moved back.
Yeah, well, he's not been here all that long. But I am surprised it's taken Brenda all this time to work her way round to him.
Ooh.
I didn't mean it like that. Anyway, She and Kirsty are going shopping tomorrow to find the perfect outfit. What have you been up to today?
Oh, I've been keeping my head down. I'm trying to stay out of Brian Aldridge's way. He's in a filthy mood. Apparently, things didn't go too well yesterday at Brookfield.
Mm. And have you had a chance to think about the girls at all?
Oh, I think about nothing else.
Is it okay if we have a bit of a chat about them later?
I think maybe we should, if you want to.
Well, we don't have to decide anything yet.
No.
Just discuss it. See what ideas come up.
Yeah, let's do that.
Well, it's no competition, is it?
Oh, you reckon?
Let's face it, you'd deserve a ducking in the pond if you lost against any of them.
Sid and Jolene, David and Ruth Archer.
Your mum and dad. No disrespect.
Don't remind me.
It should be a real laugh.
Plus the beer. Mm. I reckon, right, whichever couple wins, we should split it.
Yeah, I'm up for that. I'm sure Kirsty will be too. In fact, we can throw a big party.
Yeah, wicked idea.
What do you think of the cones thing?
Cones?
Yeah, Adam said he's heard it from Alice. She's always over at the stables these days.
So the cones?
Yeah, she reckons Alistair's designing this obstacle course featuring cones.
Well, what's he going to do with them?
I don't know. I reckon on the day, it'll all depend on the carrying technique.
Oh, it's piggyback.
Well, Kirsty and I have been trying out different ones.
What's this you and Kirsty been trying out?
Wife carrying we're talking about.
Oh, somebody said you have to have T-shirts now with numbers on.
While you were gossing to Kirsty, we decided to split the beer, you know, if either of us win.
Mm, good idea. Oh, cheers!
Cheers. Oh. Mm. Careful, oh. You're spilling it.
Oh, it's really good, this peach schnapps. Right, come on, you have to round off the evening by making a toast to me.
Okay. To my hard-working wife.
Well, I'm not a donkey.
Sorry. To my clever and industrious wife.
Nah, we can do.
Good luck in your new job as school secretary.
And God bless all who sail in her.
Susan, people are looking.
Sorry.
Linda Snell came round with that petition tonight while you were getting ready.
Oh, you never signed it.
Well, I had half a mind to.
Oh, look. Our Emma's enjoying herself tonight.
Yeah. Kent and Archer left her to lock up again, did you know?
Only you're lighting up.
Well, it's not her responsibility. Ian, did you know she has to carry the take-ins to the night safe?
But William picks her up when she finishes late. Oh, you know she's as safe as Ames is with him.
Well,
here, get us both another drink and she leaves.
Do you think you should?
Yes, I do. This is the first night I've had off for ages, what with the ironing and the shower.
Yeah, I know.
Betty swaps shifts with me tomorrow, so I can do the cleaning first thing. So all I have to do tonight is go over and do a quick check. So come on. Let's relax for once, eh?
Well, don't you think they all look sexy in those Bob the Builder's hats, Tom?
Oh, yeah.
No way, I'm not squashing my hair down under a yellow helmet.
He just wants you to be safe.
Yeah. She's already been dropped on her head once as a baby.
Oh, hey, you look so funny.
Ah, wife carrying. We're going to wipe the floor with the other contestants, aren't we, Will?
Oh, too right.
Oh, that's fighting talk.
Come on, little brother, let's feel your biceps.
Ah, get off. Anyway, this is a game of skill, not muscle.
I mean, don't you two fancy your chances?
Oh, I'd have to pick somebody much skinnier than Greg.
Well, we'll be sure to cheer you on from the sidelines.
For a price.
Right, I'll be back in a minute. Mine's a lager.
Oh. Oh, has your brother got a girlfriend to him with then?
Oh, I think it's him and Jazza who joined at it. Loser.
Ed?
Jazza. No, Ed's as bad. He just follows Jazza like a sheep.
That's a bit unfair.
Oh, you think so? I overheard them talking about getting into the show home and having a party. Can you believe it?
No.
And I bet that was all Jazza's idea.
Well, they don't.
I don't know what's up with it these days. But he lost his temper trying to text the other day and chucked his mobile at the wall.
Oh. Did it break?
No, he was lucky. But he's getting a load of grief from Mum and Dad. You know, about Jazza owing him that money.
Yeah, he's too nice.
Oh, he's too dumb.
No, he's not.
It just makes me really angry, that pillock taking my brother for a ride.
I can see that.
Hey, you two, I've just been thinking.
Oh, I can see the steam rising from your baseball cap.
Yeah. I think when Kirsty finishes her shift, we should go outside for some training. You know, bit of a friendly.
Bring it on.
So, what do you think?
A couple of weeks instead of the whole summer holidays.
That's more doable.
Sounds more reasonable.
In fact, we could make it the middle 2 weeks in August. Since it's Sonia's birthday on the 14th.
That's right.
Oh, we could do something special for her. Take her to Blackpool or something.
Oh, she'd love that.
I could arrange to take my holidays then, and maybe we could work something out with Will for you to work shorter hours.
Yeah, maybe. Well, he's proved a couple of times he can take over for me and do the job.
Well, shall I go over and sound him out now?
No, don't do that.
Okay.
Give me a bit of time to think it over, eh?
Yeah.
Before we go involving anyone else. There's a lot to consider.
Yeah, no problem. I said we didn't have to decide now, didn't I?
Come on, then, let's go. Me and you, 101.
Okay.
Of course. Where did they all off to?
Yeah!
Quiet, you idiot. You'll have Bert Fry complaining.
Colin, what's your stopwatch say?
Careful.
So, what's my time? That was definitely faster.
Sorry, mate. I forgot to time it.
Hey,
right, it's my turn.
No, not again. What time does Kirsty finish her shift?
Hang on. Let me try something different. Stand at right angles to me.
Here.
Oh, you've got a funny idea of what a square is.
Emma, here.
Okay.
Right, when I crouch down, you just flop on my back.
Flop?
Yeah, across my shoulders.
Ah, you're going for the fireman's lift. Clever.
Okay, right, go.
Well, hold on, let me get my balance.
No!
I think you've broken my back.
Excuse me, I'm not that heavy.
Oh, that one no good then, is it?
Can I help?
He's very good at fireman's lifts. I can vouch for that.
Oh, information overload.
Well, shut up.
Come on then, Greg. You can be our technical advisor.
Right. I've got a bit of lift in the fireman, so come here, Emma. Stand on this bench.
Ooh, interesting.
Right, Will. Stand in front of her.
Right.
You're facing her.
Oh, right.
And bow down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear. I'd quit now, Will, before she gets used to you being in that position.
Right, Emma. Now, lean forward. That's it. That's it. Stand next.
He's going to drop her, Emma.
Oh, of course he isn't. I keep telling you, William won't let anything bad happen to her. You can trust him.
Mm.
They're just having fun.
I remember that.
Back in your day, you had to make your own entertainment.
And I seem to remember it was very good entertainment, wasn't it?
Oh, God. What are you thinking?
You know, I still...
What?
Still love you. I know sometimes it doesn't seem...
I love you too. Okay, now, go on. It's a beautiful night.
Come on. Let's check the show house and go home.
That's it. Go. Oh,
you sure about this?
Come on, one more go. Okay. That's it. Up you go. I'll keep you steady. That's it. And another one bites the dust.
Okay, make way for the master. Come on, Helen.
No way.
Oh, come on, just for a demo.
Yeah, come on.
Okay.
Right, same procedure.
Right. Okay.
That's it, lean over him.
Okay, can I get up?
Yeah, hold on. Now, Helen, grab his belt.
Okay.
That's it. And Tom, you get hold of her legs.
Yep.
You're glad you're wearing jeans, Helen.
Oh, you're not kidding.
Right, now stand up.
She's got a knee under my chin. She's not, joking me.
Not too tight, Helen. Dr. Sardi's frowned upon in these parts.
He ran when I'm upside down.
See? Bloke's hands are free to negotiate the obstacles. Right, lads. Fitness training. Duck on the back 3 times. Let's go.
Greg's quite a laugh, isn't he?
You sure this is all one room?
Well, in the brochures, they call it the master suite.
This walk-in wardrobe's bigger than my first flat.
No. Come and have a look at the bathroom.
Hmm? En suite?
There are 2 en suites.
Blimey. Hey, and what about the furniture, eh? That's quality stuff.
You can either buy a package or bring your own. Oh, feel this mattress. Oh, my head's been...
You okay, Susan?
I'm more than okay. Come here.
Hey, watch the shirt buttons.
I'm watching them.
Susan, what are you doing?
I'm just thinking.
Stop it. Not here.
Why not?
Well, we can't.
Hey, nobody ever comes here at night. Left the lights off, nobody'd be any the wiser.
Hmm?
Mm.
You wicked woman, you.
You would as well, wouldn't you, huh?
Wouldn't you?
Well... Oh, no sheets under the bed cover. You knew. Come on. Let's me and you go home, eh?
Thanks for letting me stay, Brenda. Oh, here you go. Your mum's just made us a cup of tea. Oh, tar. Put it down on the bedside table, will you?
What have you been doing since I got up? Can't see the duvet for clothes.
I'm a bit short. My wages haven't gone in yet.
So you thought you'd wear everything you own?
It's not funny. Thought I might have something I could wear without spending too much money.
What about this top? Your suit red?
No, no one's wearing one-sleeve tops anymore.
This one?
That's way too low. I don't want to scare him off. Oh, what about this silver one?
Not for a pub. More for clubbing.
You don't know where we might end up yet. I could wear this jacket over it.
Yeah, and then you'd spend half the night queuing at the cloakroom if you do go clubbing.
Oh, yeah, good point. Oh, Kirsty, what am I going to wear?
Look, let's spend the morning shopping like we planned. If you do see anything really special, I'll lend you some money.
Oh, that's sweet, but I'll just have to use my card. It'll be worth it. And I need some new lipstick too, and nail varnish.
Oh, I know this new cut price place for that.
And I'm going to treat myself to some earrings, and then this afternoon, I'm having my hair cut.
Wow, the full Monty.
Not on a first date.
Idiot. Anyway, it's not a date, is it, if Roy and Hayley are going?
I know. It's a real shame we won't be on our own. But at least we'll be two couples.
Yeah.
Oh, Kirsty. Just can't wait for tomorrow night.
What's going on, Susan?
Well, Alistair, just look at all this.
Has there been a burst?
Well, I don't know what's happened. I haven't been inside yet this morning.
Well, I saw the water from the lane.
Oh, the fingers are...
Here, yeah, can I help?
Oh, no. I've got it, thanks.
Oh, watch your feet. You'll get soaked.
Oh, I can't be helped. Oh, my goodness.
Good grief.
Where's it all coming from?
Well, it looks like there has been a burst. Upstairs.
Oh, what a shame. Look, that lovely staircase.
Have you any idea where the stopcock is?
I think it's in the utility room.
Well, you turn off the water. I'll check upstairs.
Right, thanks. It's right through the kitchen. Oh, no. Oh. Alistair! Oh, my goodness. Alistair!
Are you okay, Susan?
No, I think there's been a break-in.
I'll come straight down. Turn off the water.
Yeah, I'm just doing it. Oh, dear.
There's water all over the place. The radiators are missing, I'm afraid.
Oh, the radiators?
There was full central heating installed, I take it.
Well, yeah, of course. They were really fancy ones.
Oh, expensive.
Look here, at the door into the garage. That's where they've broken in.
Good Lord, someone's really been to town on this place.
Oh, what a mess. It looks like they've ripped out the central heating boiler.
Yes, you're right.
But why?
Well, presumably they must have thought they could sell it.
Oh, dear.
Oh, are you all right, Susan?
Yeah, it's just a bit of a shock, that's all.
Of course.
Oh, look, I'd better ring the police.
Oh, good idea.
And the site manager. Goodness knows what he'll have to say.
Well, love antique jewellery. What about these earrings?
Oh, yeah. Whitby Jet. What is jet, actually?
It's a kind of rock, isn't it?
Not sure if I suit black, really. Oh, look at those pearls.
Pearls for tears, my mother always used to say.
Oh, hello, Eddie.
Hiya.
Very pretty, though, all the same.
Are you manning the stall?
No, not me. But I have to come from time to time to check up on Edward and Jazzer.
Why?
Because if I'm not careful, I might find myself subsidising a few of their little rackets, like pirated CDs.
A chip off the old block, then?
Hey! Not so much of the old, thank you.
So what have you been buying? That bag looks really heavy.
I've just had a bit of a lucky find on the flea market, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah?
Let's have a look.
I'm afraid the contents of this bag here will have to remain a secret.
Oh, is it a surprise for Clary?
You could say that, yeah.
You won't go to bed at night?
won't get up in the morning.
Oh, dear.
And yesterday he was being very silly during his riding lesson, showing off. In the end, Shula sent him indoors. It's just not like Daniel at all.
Oh, all kids play up now and again.
Mm, suppose they do.
It's all to get attention, isn't it?
Perhaps, but it's very tiring. Shula's had a difficult week.
Oh, I know that feeling. Listen, thanks ever so much for waiting while the police...
Oh, no problem. I know how difficult these things are.
This conservatory must be the only dry room in the house.
It's a pity I can't get you a cup of tea or something.
Oh, thanks, sir. I couldn't stomach anything at the moment.
Look, don't worry. It won't take long once the policeman's finished looking round.
It's like waiting at the dentist for a fill-in.
Oh, won't be that painful.
I keep trying to remember if I've touched any of the door handles or anything.
There must be so many people through here, it probably wouldn't make any difference.
Oh, dear. Oh.
Sorry to keep you waiting. I could have taken your statement later at home if you were busy.
No, I'd rather get it over with here.
I will get off if that's okay. I've got a full surgery this morning. Here's my card if you need to contact me.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, if you need anything, Susan... Don't hesitate.
Oh, I'll be all right. Thanks again.
Do sit down, Mrs. Carter. It's looking like they broke into the garage via the rear garden door and then into the utility room.
Oh, that's what I thought.
So, if I could just take your details. Full name?
Susan Carter.
Date of birth?
10th of the 10th, 63.
1963. And how long have you worked here, Mrs. Carter?
Oh, middle of May I started. I can't remember the exact date offhand.
Okay. So if you could tell me what happened when you got here, please. What time was it you arrived this morning?
Oh, well, it must have been about 7:45. I walked from home, you see, and it doesn't take me very long.
So you got here at approximately 7:45 a.m?
When I opened the door...
Did you have to disarm the burglar alarm system first?
Yes, I always... Oh, wait a minute.
Had the alarm been set the previous evening?
Oh, dear. I can't remember.
I'm putting this casserole on the timer so you can leave it in the oven. Joe? Did you hear that, Joe? I may as well talk to myself.
Hello, Marilyn.
I booked, Teddy.
Oh, sorry. I didn't think you'd be at home.
Well, I ain't. If you're expecting me to make you dinner, I ain't got time.
Oh, no, no.
Have you heard any more about this petition of Linda Snow's?
I couldn't give a monkey's about her petition.
Only Joe's getting right fussed about her.
Well, he needn't. She'll never get anywhere with it. Now, I got something for you from the flea market this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Here you go.
What in heaven's name is that? But it looks like a sort of belt stuffed with big chunks of metal.
That's exactly what it is. It's a diver's belt.
Deep sea divers?
Yeah.
What would I want with a diver's belt? I ain't got time for hobbies.
It's going to help us win a great load of beer at the wife carrying contest.
Us?
I'll share it with you. Some of it.
Eddie, you've been wasting our hard-earned money again.
You've got to speculate to accumulate. Don't you want to hear the plan?
Suppose you're going to tell me anyway.
You wear the belt under an old maternity frock.
I ain't got no old maternity frock. I got rid of them years ago. I passed them on to Susan when she went having Christopher. Oh,
never mind. We'll find you a big dress. Any road, when you get weighed after we win, we'll get more beer because you'll weigh more. This'll add loads to your weight.
You'll never lift me with this side.
Put it on and we'll have a go.
Oh, no, get off me, a great treat.
Come on.
Eddie. Oh, Susan, come in.
Have you got a minute, Clary?
Are you all right?
No, not really.
Eddie, you can get a pie and a pint down the ball for your dinner if you want.
Hey? Oh, right. I'll leave you to it. I'll see you at tea time, Clary.
Yeah, right out.
Bye, Susan.
Bye.
Now, what on earth sound you look awful? Is everyone all right?
When I got to the show home this morning, it had been broken into.
Oh, no. What a shock for you.
You should have seen the mess.
Was it vandals?
No, burglars. But that isn't the worst of it.
Eh?
You know I usually do the cleaning at night, then check round to make sure all the windows and doors are locked?
Yeah.
Well, me and Neil went out last night and To be honest, I was a bit tipsy. We went round to check everything, and I was going to do the cleaning this morning.
So what happened?
Oh, Clary, I think I forgot to set the alarm.
Oh, no.
I keep trying to think back, but I can't remember pressing the buttons last night. I'm going to be in real trouble.
I radioed in about the horse, Mr. Lloyd. Any news? No, I'm very sorry. It seems they've exhausted their inquiries. And there are no new leads, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear. It's disappointing. But not unexpected, I suppose.
Well, let's hope it was a one-off aser. Excuse me.
Well, thanks, anyway.
Hey, was that about the breaking?
Oh, in a way. I was with Susan this morning.
Were you?
Yeah, it was a good job.
Did they get any fingerprints?
Hmm. They were sending in the scenes of crime officer later. Don't think Susan was expected to stay for that, though.
Flipping heck.
Hiya.
Oh. Get what you were after in Borchester.
Yep. Hey, have you heard about the show house?
Just done that one. Alistair was there.
Are you?
I was.
I wonder if we've covered it.
Oh, yeah, it was on Radio Borchester. I just heard it in the van.
Oh, typical. There I was, out shopping.
Right, no rest for the wicked. See you all later.
Yeah, I'd better make a move too. I've got to go and see a man about a pig. Or more accurately, a pig weighing scale.
Do you need it for work?
No, it's for the fate.
Oh, I don't get it.
Well, all the wives have to be weighed publicly before and after the race. We don't want any cheating, do we? I'll see you girls on Sunday, if not before.
Wonder if Adam's entered with anybody yet.
Did you hear what he just said?
What?
About the wives having to be weighed.
So?
Well, in public. On a pig weighing scale.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do it.
Well, exactly. I'm not having everyone looking to see how much I weigh.
Definitely not. But if those are the rules...
Oh, stuff the rules. I'm not doing it.
What, the weigh-in?
The contest. Well, that's it. I'm boycotting it. Till they change the rules.
Yeah, good idea.
And I bet all the other women will feel the same way.
Oh. Oh, it's from Roy.
Well, do you want to read it?
Do you mind? It might be back tomorrow night.
By the glint in your eyes, it is.
Yes! Roy and Hayley can't make it. That means it'll just be me and Adam.
Oh, David. Evening.
Bright.
Can I buy a drink?
Oh, no, I'm fine, thanks. Got one over there with Ruth.
Oh, yeah.
That was a stroke of bad luck, wasn't it, about the show, huh?
Yes, we're waiting for the loss adjuster's report.
Was there much damage done?
Well, we'll have a better picture in a day or two.
Right. And, what's the news from the police?
Well, they found some blood on the door frame.
What, one of them cut himself breaking in?
Probably. Whether it'll lead anywhere, it's anyone's guess for the moment.
Well, let's hope it does.
On a brighter note, the con man is going quite well.
Yes. Oh, Barley. That's what I came over to talk about, actually.
No hitches in the rest of the operation with her?
No. But, Ruth and I have been talking things over about Monday.
Sounds ominous.
Brian, we still think you could have held on until the engineer had repaired the dryer.
Oh, come on, David. You're a businessman. You know as well as I do what it's costing to keep that combine idle.
Well, as we've all agreed, it wouldn't have happened under Debbie.
And Debbie isn't running things anymore, I am.
Precisely. Things have changed, and all things considered, we are really not happy with the kind of service we're getting.
What?
I'll be honest with you, Brian. We're going to consider seriously getting in another contractor for next year's arable cropping.
Oh, I'm sorry to think we've let you down. In my opinion, we've done a pretty good job.
Right. Well, I'll see you tomorrow anyway. Bright and early.
Oh. What's all that about? He's not happy, Adam.
No?
No, in fact, he's just told me we may be losing the Brookfield contract.
What?
And we can ill afford to do that.
That's not that big an acreage.
No, no, but it's local and we're neighbours.
And of course it pays to keep on good terms.
It pays dividends in many ways.
Hmm.
Well, we'll just have to crack on with the job, work hard and try and change his mind.
Yes, you're right.
Thought you were going to bring your mother down.
She's still helping Alice pack for Pony Club camp.
Ah. Jenny did very well at the farmer's market again, didn't she?
So she said. I feel a bit guilty, though, leaving her to do it all by herself.
Well, Alice will be more help after next week. You can't do everything. Like a drink?
No, thanks. I've just come in to meet up with Roy, Haley and Brenda.
Oh, yes?
We're off out to a pub in Birmingham.
Did you hear that, Joe?
Yeah, who's that, Perry?
Brenda Tucker's been telling me about the wife carrying contest.
Oh.
Well, Alistair says we women has to be weighed on a pig weighing scale in public.
Well, what's wrong with that?
He ain't having the world and his grandma watching the scales to see how much I weigh.
Why not?
Because it's private. It's like a woman's age.
Well, you have to tell Eddie you ain't being in the contest then.
Well, there won't be no contest.
No?
Unless this stupid rule's changed, I can't see none of the women joining in.
One out all, Eddie.
You're too right.
Are you going to show the same spirit about this petition then?
Oh, Joe, you're still fussing about that.
Well, yeah, she's got a lot of signatures on it now, the snout woman.
Eddie's sure the district council ain't got no grounds to object with it being a farm building.
Oh, I don't know.
Honestly, Joe, let's not worry about it till we ask to.
He was quite good, I suppose.
Yeah, not bad.
No, not bad.
But not all that good.
Not good at all.
Not really, no.
In fact, he was dreadful, wasn't he? Whose choice was it to come here?
Oh, Royce, it's usually quite good.
Oh, a pity he and Hayley weren't able to come.
Believe me, that bloke wouldn't be their scene either.
It means you're stuck with just me for company for the evening.
Great. Well, you know, obviously it's fun when you go out together in a group.
But you don't mind?
Me? No. No, no.
What would you like to do then? We could stay here. The next band could be an improvement.
Or they could be worse.
Actually, I know a really good club not far from here. Great music, fantastic atmosphere, and they stay open until late. That is, unless you...
Oh, cool. Let's go.
Ah, okay.
Can you pass my jacket?
Should I get us another drink?
I think I just finished this pint and call it a day. I'm knackered.
Okay. Hope the kids have been all right for Jill. I'm a bit hyper.
Oh, nothing phases Mum.
I wonder what she would have made of Linda's idea.
What, having a guard llama in the orchard?
She's a lovely animal, but Pip said it took them ages to catch her on Sunday.
Yeah, she told me.
Jet's done a good job, though. That fox hasn't been back since we put him in the orchard.
Yeah, he can't keep the grass cropped like a llama, though, can he? I might get a couple at some point.
I hope you're joking.
No, hire them out to the parish council to keep the grass of the church in our
town. I can imagine what Bert and George would have to say about it.
Shame.
Bert was saying he'd seen Susan in the shop.
Oh.
She thinks it's her fault the show home got broken into, apparently.
How come?
I don't know. Something to do with the alarm, I think. And Jill was saying Daniel's been playing up.
Yeah. Poor old Sheila, she's had a bellyful this week.
Alistair's put it down to a bit of jealousy. Sheila's been spending so much time coaching Alice for the show jumping on Saturday.
Oh, right. Oh, had another email from Linda.
She's a pain.
What she expects the parish council to do about Posy's neighbour's cat peeing in Posy's flower beds. Got no idea.
Oh, I bet it's a hot topic on the message board. Oh, Pip wants me to take her shopping next week. She says she needs a new top for Jamie's birthday party.
Hang on, I thought Kathy had booked the sports hall at the leisure centre.
Yeah, it's a footy party. She wants a villa top.
Oh, blimey.
It was going to be a boys only do, but...
That sounds like a recipe for disaster. Are these glasses finished with you?
Yeah, thanks, Clary.
I always thought as girls were such a civilising influence at a birthday party.
That's what Kathy said.
Don't you believe it.
I don't know, I feel like I'm walking on eggshells around our Edward at the moment. And Joe's so miserable.
What's up with him?
Well, he's worrying about this petition what Linda Snell's got up about the bar.
She's not got that many signatures.
Sure, I wondered if I could have a word with you, David.
Sure.
Do you think the parish council can do anything for us?
Well, when it came up before us, there were no objections to the barn.
Were there?
Well, not from us, no. And that's what we reported to the planners.
Really?
Yeah. So, in effect, we're supporting it.
Oh. That is a relief. Oh, Joe will be pleased.
These sofas are comfy.
Yeah, it's great here.
Drinks are a bit pricey.
Oh, well, the trick is to go to the pub first, then on to here.
Would you like anything to eat?
No, I'm not hungry, thanks.
It's usually 70s night on Thursdays, a bit more laid back.
Yeah, I know. I've been here a few times.
Have you?
Yeah. I come here with the girls from work sometimes.
We came for Cheryl's 21st.
Yeah?
Oh, gay clubs are brilliant. You can have a really good night out with the girls without being pestered by some drunken Neanderthal pawing at you.
Oh, hang on a sec. There's a friend of mine. You don't mind if I say hello?
No, of course not.
I won't be long. Declan? Declan! Hi.
No. Oh, no. Please. Don't believe it. Brenda Tucker, you've really done it this time.
Sorry about that. I'm all yours.
No, it's fine. I was just thinking about this song. We did the Battle of Waterloo in history at school. Did you?
Joe, what are you doing sitting here? You can barely see. Where's Eddie?
Hello.
Perhaps he's gone up the field, loading the van for tomorrow. You had any supper?
No, I ain't hungry.
Shall I make us a cocoa?
No, sure. I'm all right, Kirby.
Hey, I spoke to David and Ruth in the bull after you left, about the barn. Shall I give you a hand polishing them brasses?
If you like.
I got some good news. Ruth was saying, most people's on our side.
Yeah.
He said we've had our difficult times and that everybody's wishing us well.
Fine words, but there's no parsnips.
Well, no, I asked David about the parish council.
What did he have to say for himself?
He said they've told the planners that they support us on our barn. So, what'd you say about that?
Oh, it don't matter. We had support over Grange Farm.
Oh, no.
From people in the village, from David Archer himself.
Oh, no.
And look where that got us.
Joe.
If we didn't win then over something really important, why should it be any different now?
You make a really good John Travolta stand-in.
I'm not sure whether that's meant to be a compliment or an insult.
Oh, a compliment, definitely.
Maybe I'll leave the white suit in the wardrobe a little while longer, though.
I don't think you're meant to wear flares and wellies anyway.
Would you like another drink?
Oh, I ought to start thinking about getting back.
Work tomorrow?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy what you do?
Oh, I love it. I was really sick about missing the chance to report on the show I'm breaking, though.
Ah, those are dirty words in our household.
Oh, Brian had brought us the land, yeah. I know all about that.
Quite shocking when things like that happen in villages like Ambridge. It's hardly the crime capital of England.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
I suppose so.
And it keeps us in business at Radio Borsetshire.
Yeah, sure.
Between reporting on the sponsored three-legged races and the flower and produce shows.
I suppose every Kate Ady starts somewhere.
Yeah. I do get fed up, though, sometimes. I'd love to find out what's really going on in the big, wide world.
You suffer from wanderlust, then, like me.
Well, sometimes I think it must be great to live somewhere different for a change, you know? Meet new people, learn about new cultures.
Well, go ahead and do it, before you tie yourself down with responsibilities.
Yeah, but other times I think I miss my family too much.
I know what you mean.
I've had a brilliant time tonight. I love coming here. And your mate Declan's really funny.
Well, we'll have to do it again then, with the others.
Yeah, maybe. Tom and Kirsty could come too. They're usually up for a night out clubbing. Oh, it's a text message, sorry.
Sure, go ahead. Don't mind me if you want to reply.
No, it's fine. It's just from Kirsty. It doesn't matter. I'll be seeing her tomorrow anyway.
And then he was out LBW the Sunday before last.
Yeah, that was a well dodgy decision.
He had the sun in his eyes. He must have had their umpire. It's about this time of afternoon, or a bit later.
No, I was watching him, Sid. He couldn't take his eyes off that girl in the tennis get-up.
Well, I know Adam wasn't playing his best, but even so...
No, we were stuffed. Even he couldn't have saved us.
Any road. Next AGM... I'm going to propose him to take over as captain.
Oh, he is your blue-eyed boy, isn't he?
I just happen to think he's got the ideal qualities. Leadership, team spirit.
Lots of money.
And where's that feature?
Oh, come on. You're not telling me that him being Brian Olier Stepson hasn't crossed your mind?
The pavilion could do with a lick of paint. A rich company sponsor wouldn't go amiss at all.
You're not as green as your cabbage looking, are you, Sid Burke?
Yeah, but it wouldn't have swayed my decision. if Adam hadn't been the best cricketer we've had in a very long time.
Right, Sid.
Oh, hello, Tom.
Hiya.
All right, Tom. How's the wonderful world of sausage making then?
Yeah, great, thanks.
Very good to hear it.
Off to conduct another in-store tasting session on Monday.
Oh, I wish our Edward would take a leaf out of your book. Isn't he going in for the wife-carrying contest? I put in a good few hours training myself with this sack of spuds. Oh, fitness, don't come into it. Skill's what it's all about. Rubbish. I've heard it's going to be like an assault course. I've been practising negotiating rows of tyres.
It doesn't matter.
You've no chance, Eddie Grundy. Feel that bicep.
It's pointless arguing.
Over. Like not seen gotten their muscles.
Because it's all off.
What?
What?
How do you mean, off?
Well, didn't Clary mention it?
Oh, she had on her mind last night was dead on that blasted petition. So how come it's off?
The women are boycotting it, according to Kirsty.
And why is that?
Because Alistair said they have to be weighed in public.
In public?
Yeah, on my pig weighing scales.
Oh, dear.
And of course, as soon as they heard that, they all bottled it. Can you believe it?
Just because they didn't want to be weighed in public?
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, well, I don't blame them.
Hey?
Who wants their weight broadcast to the old world, eh? They should have some privacy. Good heavens. You feeling okay? Women's sensibility should be protected.
Blimey, Eddie. What did Clary sprinkle on your sandwiches?
Well, this is a disaster. After all this training... There must be some way to sort it.
Any ideas, either of you? Because none of the women are going to back down on this one.
Hiya, Kirsty.
Brenda! Oh, I've been trying to get hold of you all day.
Sorry.
Well, come on, give us all the goss. How did it go last night with Adam?
Well, the music at that pub was rubbish, so we ended up going to Paradiso. You know, the gay club?
Oh, yeah, brilliant.
Well, it was at first. Then he saw this guy he knew, Declan. So he went over to say hello, and I was just gobsmacked.
Why, what?
Declan put his arms around Adam and gave him a big, full-on kiss on the lips.
No.
He did.
What? You mean Adam's gay? You're winding me up.
If only. I felt like a complete idiot. I was awake all night trying to remember whether I'd come on really strong to him and he'd been too nice to let me down.
So what did you do when he came back over?
Oh, don't. It was toe-curling. I started jibbing on about history lessons. Can you believe it?
History?
I know, and all the time I'm thinking, Brenda, shut up. But it was like aliens had taken over my mouth.
Oh, no.
I'm so gutted. The best-looking bloke for miles and he's gay. What is it with me and men?
No, no, he's an improvement.
How?
Well, at least this time he's gorgeous, intelligent and unattached. You're nearly there.
Oh, thanks. But just wait till I get my hands on my brother.
Why, did he know?
I bet he did.
Hi, Brenda.
Oh, hi, Ellen. Chris, do you want me to wait and give you a lift back to Ambridge?
Oh, I've got a lift back with Helen, if that's okay.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
All right, see you at the ball tonight, then.
Yeah, bye. Helen, do you know Adam was gay?
Adam?
So Brenda said.
Was he?
Listen, you know on Tuesday night when Greg was teaching you a lot about firemen's lifts and stuff?
Yeah, you should get Greg out more often. He's a real laugh when he gets going.
Yeah, that's what Emma said too.
There you go, then.
I was wondering...
What about...
He used to work with young people all the time before he and Michelle split up.
Yeah.
So why is he so good with some people and yet he's so uncomfortable about his own kids coming to stay?
I don't know. Maybe shy. You said yourself he's lost touch with them.
No. No, it's not that. I know he's reserved, but then he doesn't know you or Emma all that well.
Well, what do you think?
I don't know. Just a bit disappointed he hasn't brought up the subject again himself.
Hasn't he?
Actually... I was wondering if he's scared.
Scared?
Well, there's so much at stake, isn't there? Perhaps he's thinking, what if it all went wrong? He'd lose everything.
I wish I could be more help, Helen.
Thanks for listening. I'm going to have another go at persuading him tonight.
So, bang goes my chance to win that big barrel of beer.
You can't seriously have thought you'd win.
I had as much chance as any of you lot.
Ah, no way.
These dead gents?
Yeah, just.
Not still arguing about the wife-carrying contest. It's all academic, as they say.
I haven't given up hope yet.
Oh, it's a pity. That contest was a great idea. And I had plans.
Well, we all know what sort of plans you make, Eddie.
Yeah, scams more like. Don't you usually write a book on occasions like this? Kent and Archer's doing it this time. Or was.
Oh, come on. I can't accept that three businessmen like us can't come up with a solution.
No, well, let's get our thinking caps on, eh? Have a drink first to oil the cogs.
All my hard work. Traipsing round the green with Saxus Butch.
That won't be wasted.
Well, not as such, but I wanted to pit my strength and skill against the course and against the other competitors to see how I'd do.
I just wanted the ale.
All right, lads.
Hi, evening, Greg.
Hi, Tom. Why the long face?
As the bishop said to the oats.
Just trying to think of some way we can salvage the main event of the fete.
Yeah, I heard about a boycott. Shame.
Hi.
Hello.
You don't mind us sitting over there, do you?
You're better off. Misery's catching.
Okay. See you later. Greg, can I ask you something?
Uh-oh.
Oh. I was hoping maybe we could have another chat about the girls.
I'm only kidding.
So is it okay?
Yeah.
Right. So, we said it might be feasible to invite them for a couple of weeks rather than the whole summer holidays.
Yeah, more doable, you say?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Though I found just a weekend really stressful.
Yeah, but that was on Michelle's territory, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And her beady gaze.
Yeah, I suppose so. But, I mean, Ambridge. It's only the height of sophistication. What are we going to find for them to do?
We'll think of things.
They'll get bored. Then they'll be really hard to handle.
Not if we arrange days out, shopping trips, stuff like that. The trick is to organise things properly so they don't have time to get fed up.
But how are they going to get here? I mean, the last thing we want is for Michelle to bring them, and then have her under our feet for the duration.
Well, that's the least of our worries. They're easily old enough to fly over by themselves.
Unsupervised?
Yeah. The stewards will keep an eye on them. But yes, when I was their age, I would have loved that kind of independence.
Okay.
And we picked them up from Birmingham Airport.
So, if we do all that, I get Will to do some of my hours, and you have 2 weeks off.
And we make sure every minute of their waking day is timetabled with some activity or other. Greg, what do you think?
I think I don't deserve you.
Greg.
Shall we give it a go?
If you're sure.
Yeah. Okay, let's try it.
No, no, and no, I am not having everybody know what I weigh.
But it's got to be like this. Otherwise people could cheat their weight.
You're on shaky ground there, Tom Archer. Accusing the women of this village of being cheap.
Hold your horses, everybody.
What have you got to grin about, Sid Burke?
I think I may have found a solution.
Yes.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I have an announcement.
Yeah?
Thanks to my great resourcefulness.
You consulted your oracle?
No, I've consulted my lovely wife.
Come on, Sid, we're waiting.
Yeah, anyway, I'm pleased to announce we've found a way for the wife-carrying contest to go ahead.
Hey!
That'll be good.
Yeah, there will be a private and secret weigh-in, monitored just by Alistair, in the bull upstairs, with proper bathroom scales.
Yay!
Well done, the pack.
By Jove, I think he's got it.
Well, that's a you.
Fine.
Yeah?
Now, just to make sure there's no monkey business, the women will be weighed before and after.
Ooh.
You're okay, Eddie?
Yeah, I'm all right. Well, I'd better go in and tell Clary the race is on. Come on, Sid, tell us about your training regime.
Well, the secret is in the hole.
Brilliant. When are we going to have this party, then? When we win?
Just a minute, Tom. Before you start on the contest, Brenda wants a word with you.
Oh, yeah, thanks for reminding me.
Hmm? What?
How come you and Roy never told us Adam Macy was gay?
And off he goes to France.
Oh, now we just wait for them to email us back.
Phew.
How do you feel?
Not sure quite what to feel. Bit of a mixture, really. Yeah. I just hope they want to come over now I've made the decision and invited them.
They will.
I'm glad it's done.
What have you got there?
Ah, now, this I bought at the door of a vineyard. I thought I went to bed early, but when I knocked on the door of this bold farmhouse, it was only about 8:30 at night.
Where was this?
Oh, I'd gone for a drive into the countryside behind Marseille to clear my head.
All right.
Anyway, this poor woman came to the door in her 90s.
No way.
She was pleased to sell me a couple of bottles, though. I hope I hadn't got her out of bed. I've had another idea tonight, too.
What's that? Ooh, smells of the sunshine.
Let's you and me go in for the contest.
Wife carrying? You and me?
You and me. You'll show me how it's done.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, a toast. To a good holiday.
And to you, Ellen. Thank you.
Oh, Greg. Ooh. Wine's gorgeous. Good body. I'll have some more of that, please.
Oh, no, you won't.
Greg?
Not here, you won't. Anyway, let's have a bit of wife carrying practice.
Greg, put me down.
We can finish the bottle upstairs.
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Salazzo. The agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis. And the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.